Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. Now, maybe you're like me. Thoughts get stuck in your mind. They don't seem to come out. It could be a negative thought about work or maybe a relationship. Or it's a memory of something sad or traumatic. Maybe you even battle depression. But did you know that there is a physical biochemical reason for that? That your brain might actually be fighting against you? Today, we'll talk to Dr. David Kessler, the former head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. He's written a new book called Capture, which explains how your brain gets stuck on these thoughts. We'll also talk with psychiatrist Dr. Grant Brenner about how having a stuck brain can keep you in a bad relationship, a job you hate, or doing a behavior that you want to stop. And we'll look at how to get free. That's all on The American Cafe. President Obama got some high-profile help recently in his push to battle opiate addiction. The Grammy Award-winning hip-hop artist Macklemore sat down with the president to talk about his struggles with addiction.
I abused prescription drugs and I battled addiction. If I hadn't gotten the help that I needed when I needed it, I definitely would not be here today. And I want to help others facing the same challenges that I did.
Addictions can come in many shapes and sizes: alcohol, drugs, sex, gambling, spending, or a bad relationship. But did you know that your brain can actually be wired to want the stuff that harms you? Well, that's the premise of a new book by former U.S. Food and Drug Administration head Dr. David Kessler. His book, Capture, Unraveling the Mystery of Mental Suffering, breaks it down for us. Kessler told me the first step is something grabs our attention and almost takes us prisoner.
Something triggers based on past learning and past memory. I get cued, and that causes an arousal. It focuses my attention, right? It creates thoughts of wanting. I have that alcohol. I get zoned out. After I do that, I go, why did I do that? But the next time I'm cued, next time I encounter that stimulus, and again, it could be a thought, it could be a place, it could be an actual physical object, and I engage in that behavior again, and I strengthen the neural circuitry. So that's addiction.
Kessler says this principle applies also in depression, where someone gets a thought planted in their head about themselves, like, I'm a failure, or I'm never going to succeed.
There is no physical object, but it could be, I'm a failure, I'm a fraud, I haven't succeeded, life is no good. And I seize upon these negative thoughts at the exclusion of anything that's positive. That makes me feel enormously bad, enormously sad. I then focus on the sadness and the badness and say, boy, that's never going to go away. So that output of that cycle then becomes the input, and I get caught in these vicious cycles.
David Kessler told me the same thing applies in anxiety, fear that something bad's going to happen, or hypochondria. You feel something in your body and you think you're sick. It can also apply in relationships. Dr. Grant Brenner is a psychiatrist in New York and is an assistant clinical professor at Mount Sinai Beth Israel. He says that rush you feel when you first enter a relationship makes it harder to leave if that relationship goes sour.
Well, when people meet, they are attracted to each other quite strongly at first in a passionate love form, and that is mediated by hormones like oxytocin, which is often described as the bonding hormone, though it has other functions. It is involved in bonding between adults as well as parents and children and in other relationships. And there are other neurotransmitters involved in passionate love, such as dopamine, which is often described as the reward neurotransmitter. Dopamine levels are elevated in the brain in addictions and in gambling. And they've also been shown to be elevated, particularly early on in love.
Think of it this way. Imagine your brain as a computer. When you fall in love or when you become addicted, a connection happens in your brain that links that stimulus, the pleasure hormones, the bonding hormones, and your emotions. And the more you use it, the stronger it grows. That's what David Kessler means by capture. Dr. Grant Brenner calls it another name, habit. He says it has a lot to do with how you were reared. He told me that the mother-child relationship is especially important in establishing these brain connections.
Those types of relationship patterns get, quote-unquote, wired deeply into the brain in areas that have to do with fear-based conditioning, if threat was a component, but also just as simple habitual patterns of behavior that we don't usually think about consciously, but which guide a lot of our decisions and perceptions.
So what do you do when that relationship, or that job, or that habit that used to be pleasurable turns bad? What do you do when the comforter becomes the tormentor? Dr. David Kessler says that one way people can get free from being captured by bad things is to be captured by good things, like helping others.
It could be religious connection or spiritual transcendence or charitable acts or athletic pursuits or fellowship. All are forms of capture. Now, can I will it? Can I say, I want to be captured by something positive, not something negative? No. But you can put yourself in position to have that happen. You can help facilitate it, but you can't will it.
So willpower alone won't do the trick. You will need help. Grant Brenner says the importance of people around you in breaking free from addiction, depression, and other mental health issues cannot be minimized.
To a great extent, it's social relationships that got people into these patterns in the first place, and it's different social experiences that get them out, and also recurring and sustained different emotional experiences that are more positive in nature, and in particular model more healthy patterns of caregiving rather than the unhealthy kinds of caregiving that we see in dependency.
So is a 12-step program something like Alcoholics Anonymous or Gamblers Anonymous or Overeaters Anonymous the secret? Well, not entirely. But rehabilitation programs like AA offer something that Dr. David Kessler says is extremely important in becoming unstuck, in getting free from being captured, a sense of purpose.
You know, the great thing about capture is what captures us is what has meaning for us. But capture doesn't dictate what has meaning for us, but it allows us to feel, it allows us to have meaning.
Dr. David Kessler is the former head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Our thanks to him and to Dr. Grant Brenner of Mount Sinai Beth Israel in New York. To hear more from both men, go to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. Be sure to like us and leave your comments. You can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is David_DBird, that's B-Y-R-D. Let me know what you think. Do you want to hear more programs like this one? What else would you like for me to explore? And thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Join me again for another American Cafe.